Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school basketball.
Mestel looking for a little pick. Throws it into the corner. Sokolowski, she'll try a three, and Bailey answers with her second three of the ball game. 10 points for Sokolowski.
Tonight, it's one of the top rivalries in the Lou Platt Conference as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Ravenna Blue Jays. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Ravenna basketball. Right side, Techmeyer. Down to the baseline, Saborn comes into the paint. Pull-up jumper good. Trevor Saborn, 8 points. First bucket of this quarter.
It's been a perfect start to the season for both schools, with all teams undefeated coming into tonight's action. Two teams will suffer their first blemishes on the record this evening. It's the Blue Jays and the Stars coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. It's time for Lou Platt Conference Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's always one of the most competitive rivalries in the area and definitely in the Lou Platt Conference as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Ravenna Blue Jays. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting you ready for tonight's varsity action where both girls' teams and both boys' teams are undefeated and preseason state ranked in the top 10. And they come into tonight's matchup with some good tests, and they've already had some good tests. Kearney Catholic girls are 3-0 after defeating Grand Island Central Catholic, getting a battle from Ord, and then rolling over Cambridge. While Ravenna opened up with a win over Chambers Wheeler Central, had Arcadia on the schedule, went up to Burwell, and then defeated Ord 40-29. Ord has been the closest competition in the first two weekends for these two schools, and both schools coming out on top. Also of note, tonight it'll be the final game for Kearney Catholic junior Bailey Sokolowski. She goes in for surgery after this and will be out for the rest of the season, and Kearney Catholic will just have to get used to playing without her, and they'll have an opportunity to do that with Elm Creek and Axtell and Adams Central, three games after tonight that they will be heavily favored in as they head into the holiday break when they get to their own holiday tournament with Amherst, North Platte, St. Pat's, and Ogallala, the three teams that will be coming in, which we will also have for you. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back. Take a look at the starting lineups as we get you ready for Kearney Catholic and Ravenna. Girls game up next here on Classic Hits.
Visco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Visco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Visco Sports on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
And it's time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank is proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. With growth in deposits and loans the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area, they've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service goals they strive for and achieve, making Five Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice. First off, for the visiting Ravenna Lady Jays, number 12 is a 5'5" senior, Alisa Pekka. Number 14 is a 5'3" senior, Maggie Mateka. Number 21 is a 5'6" senior, Grace McDowell. Number 34, 5'7" senior is JC Sorb. And number 42, 5'5 senior, is Carissa Finke. The head coach of the Ravenna Lady Jays is Jeff Thober, assisted by Noah Malsby and Dale Zorb. They are a perfect 4-0 to start the season for the Ravenna Lady Jays. They are 10th in the Omaha World Herald, 9th in the Lincoln Journal Star in the preseason rankings. Now for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, number 11 is a 5'6" junior, Michaela Bestel. Number 15 is a 5'5" senior, Anna Howell. Number 25 is a 6'1" junior, Theron Baum. Number 33 is a 6'1" junior, Bailey Sokolowski. And number 51 is a 6-foot junior, Megan Anderson. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Fajeda. They are a perfect 3-0 on the season and were ranked 5th in both the Omaha and Lincoln papers in Class C1 in the preseason rankings. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is simply better. We'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium as we get ready for tonight's girls and boys basketball doubleheader. Our boys game will feature Kearney Catholic 3-0, Ravenna 3-0. Ravenna coming off an impressive win over Gretna. The Dragons were ranked as high as third in the Class B preseason rankings. Beat them on Saturday 52-43, while Kearney Catholic has a roll over Lincoln Lutheran, Ord, and Cambridge. It is Chambers Wheeler Central, Burwell, and Gretna the wins for Ravenna. Here in the girls' game, though, Kearney Catholic and Ravenna will play first as we get ready for the starting lineups to be announced here at Cope Gymnasium. Also want to remind you that coming up on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, we've got Tri-City Storm Hockey tonight. They are in action, taking on Sioux City, pregame at 6:45, and faceoff is set for 7:05. There's other basketball action going on tonight in the area, including Hastings taking on Columbus, and the St. Cecilia girls are taking on Wood River. Kearney High tonight is at Grand Island Northwest. There were some games postponed tonight. Alma Southwest, Lexington Broken Bow, Minden Ogallala, Mullen South Loop. Those games were all postponed tonight. Other games that appear to be going on include Kennesaw at Amherst, Eustis Farnham taking on Bertrand, also Cambridge battling Elwood, Hartland Lutheran against McCool Junction, and Litchfield taking on Twin Loop. I think that game, that game was also postponed, so that game postponed. Franklin scheduled to play Superior tonight as well. So that is a look at some of the other games going on. It is the second night for us. Last night we had the Wood River St. Paul doubleheader. Thursday night will be down in Minden as the Whippets take on Grand Island Central Catholic. And Friday will be up the road in Pleasanton for a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader as the Bulldogs take on the Overton Eagles. So a very busy week of high school basketball. Then next week, a handful of games going on around the area and around the state as we get ready for the Christmas break. It'll be here before you know it. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Also a reminder, the UNK women's basketball team is underway up at the Health and Sports Center as they take on Fort Hays State, who's off to an outstanding 8-1 start. They're underway up at the UNK Health and Sports Center. And we're about ready to get underway here with our Lou Platt Conference basketball doubleheader between Kearney Catholic and Ravenna. The girls' game is coming up first, and we'll have that for you right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It will be the traveling black with the blue trim for Ravenna. They will move from right to left. The home white with gold and green trim for Kearney Catholic, and they will move from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. Jumping center for Ravenna will be Carissa Finke against Bailey Sokolowski. Ravenna basically forfeiting the jump here. They put everybody back in defense, and Kearney Catholic will control the opening tip, and we are underway, and quickly they get it to Baum, and she lays it in 5 seconds in from Mestel. So Theron Baum gets the Stars out to a quick 2-0 lead, and Ravenna pushing the ball up the floor, called for a carry, so not a good start there for the Lady Jays as they watch the Stars score and then turn it over. So Kearney Catholic will get it back. Expect to see a lot of pressure tonight in both games at the MO. See if you can get some picks, get some layups as Mestel drives in. Knocked out of her hands by Mateka, and a travel is going to be called. And Kearney Catholic with their first turnover. Mestel thought maybe her arm was grabbed and not so much the basketball as she started to drive in towards the hoop. Ravenna will inbound the ball to Pekka, a team that can shoot some threes, but they're not very tall. 5'7", the tallest starter that Ravenna has, something they've had to deal with for quite a while. Hilgi graduated, and that's been about the only height they've had here. Before that, of course, their state tournament teams that were very solid. But the last couple of years, not a whole lot of height. They work it around the perimeter here against the zone. Pekka drives the left baseline, got it up and under, but it won't go. The ball punched out of bounds off of Kearney Catholic. And it will be Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Just underway here in our girls' varsity game of the doubleheader tonight. First minute, and Ravenna to take it out underneath their own hoop. Lob it backside, tried to get it to Finke, but it's tipped and stolen away. Kearney Catholic, Mestel has it ahead of the pack. She goes to the other end and lays it up and in. And Kearney Catholic is up 4-0. Pressure out of the backcourt. In the ball game, Ellie Conley already for the Stars. Lob it over the top, set up for a three. It's on the way, Pekka. It's going to be off the mark, no good. Backside rebound comes down to Conley. And Conley will push the ball up the floor. Right side, Howell. Howell gets by her defender, drives to the hoop, and draws a blocking foul underneath. Got by Pekka, and trying to draw the charge was Carissa Finke, but she is called for the block. That'll be the first foul on Carissa Finke. First foul of the game, and at the line is Anna Howell. Howell's first free throw attempt is on the way, and it is good. 5-0 Kearney Catholic, and we're just a minute 14 into the ball game. Second free throw now coming up for Anna Howell. It's on the way, and the shot is good. Puts a lot of arch on it. Hit them both. Kearney Catholic is up by a score of 6-0. As the Ravenna Blue Jays push it up with the left-hand dribble of Mateka into the corner. Finke fires the three, won't go. Rebound tipped around, fighting for it, and it looks like Ravenna's trying to grab it in the corner. Zorb, and then she gets shoved to the ground, and a foul is going to be called. Zorb credited with the rebound. Groupie and crew are our officials here tonight. And the foul is on Michaela Mestel. That'll be her first. And Ravenna will inbound it deep in the right-hand corner, looking for somebody to get free. They just dump it in very close, and the ball deflected away by Howell, and then back off of the Blue Jays and Pekka, who is standing out of bounds. So the Stars with strong defense. Conley right there, forcing the turnover for Kearney Catholic. 6-0. Stars on top, 90 seconds into the ball game. Howell in the backcourt, being guarded in the man-to-man by Pekka, and Howell loses the basketball. Pekka takes it away. She goes in for the layup, and Ravenna will have to go to the line as Howell commits the foul. Her first, and Pekka will go to the line to shoot two. So far, Ravenna hasn't been able to get anything going here. It looks like they're going to have major problems with Kearney Catholic's height as the free throw is on the way, and it's good. That means they're going to have to hit some threes tonight. They've already attempted a couple. So Ravenna on the board with a free throw at the 6:17 mark, and the second free throw is going to spin out no good. Rebound brought down by Bailey Sokolowski. 6-1 Stars. Howell pushes it up left side with the left hand. Now spins back towards the top of the circle and gives it to Sokolowski. She'll put it on the floor. Strong drive to the hoop. Up a little too strong on the runner. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Mateka, and she needs some help. Gives it off to McDowell and gives it right back to Mateka into the front court. Gets through the double team. Kicks it to McDowell. Passed up the shot and rotated to the right side. Into the hands of Zorb. Zorb dribbles into traffic and kicks it back out to Finke. Now over for a three. Mateka casts it up. It's short. Off the iron, goes out of bounds. Nobody able to run it down. And Ravenna with our first substitutions for the Blue Jays. And Coach Thober always wants to run a ton of girls in. And Kaylin Bassnett comes in, as well as Sydney Kuchera. Still a lot of youth on this team off the bench. Seniors, all five starters. Like the guys, they didn't lose much as far as seniors last year either. And Kearney Catholic will try and get the ball down to Theron Baum, and it's overthrown by Ellie Conley. Conley saying, I got hit on the arm. That's why it shot out of there. But it will be the third star turnover. So each team with three turnovers here in the first 2.5 minutes of the ball game. Ravenna will inbound the ball here to Mateka. No flow yet to this ball game. We've had turnovers and a couple of fouls to slow things down. Bassnett will have it on the left side of the key. Stars in a man-to-man. Bassnett on Ellie Conley. Probably a little mismatch there as she gives it off to Mateka. Picked out of her hands by Kayla Mestel. And Mestel's actually going to be able to pick it up and drive in for the left-handed layup. Didn't think Mestel was ever going to get the handle on that one as she was battling for the loose ball with Mateka, but able to take it in for the score. 8-1. Stars now by 7 here with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Finally, the ball gets inside. Bassnett, she's in the land of the Giants, gets rid of it to Kuchera, kicks it out for another three. It comes up well short that time, and the rebound pulled down by Michaela Mestel. Mestel will push the ball up the floor on Bassnett. Man-to-man defense both ways right now. Howell back up top to Sokolowski. Bounce pass into the lane, trying to get Theron Baum a little bit behind her and stolen away by Zorb. And here come the Blue Jays. Hit the trailer. Another three on the way, and they're all short right now. 0-5. And the ball comes down to Sokolowski, gives it to Howell. Anna will push the ball to the top of the circle, stop at the free throw line, take the jumper, and hit it. Anna Howell with her fourth point, and the Stars are out to a 10-1 lead. Timeout on the floor. With 4:09 to go in the first quarter of play, it's 10-1 Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here from Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season here in the second week of the winter sports season for us after an outstanding fall sports season. Ravenna calling the timeout after falling behind 10-1 here. Mestel and Howell each with four. Each team with four turnovers. Howell goes for a steal, can't quite get it. Finke gets it back up top to Mateka, swings it right side. Back up top, they'll go to Bassnett. Over to McDowell. They check back in during the timeout. McDowell on the left side gets it to Mateka. And the Stars extending that defense as Allie Prosofsky came in for Kearney Catholic. Also coming in for Kearney Catholic was Whitney Colling, driving into the hoop, getting the left-handed shot. No good. Rebound brought down Megan Anderson, who's into the game for the Stars. So many substitutions during that break. Howell and Sokolowski stayed in for Kearney Catholic. And they have the ball. Prosofsky dribbling away from the hoop. Has it knocked away by Bassnett. And back in will be J.C. Zorb. Also coming in, Elisa Pekka. And here's Cassie Schirmer checking in. Kearney Catholic ball at midcourt, already up by 9. Ravenna's got to find a way to turn the tide here. They can get some buckets and put their pressure on. That's how they live. But, again, the old catch-22, if you can't score, you can't press. And with it is going to be Whitney Colling. The freshman takes it into the paint, gives it to Anderson, throws over the defense to Sokolowski. Right baseline, drives in, the layup is good. Sokolowski playing her final game of the season because she's got to go in for surgery. Gets the bucket to go, and the Stars are going to miss her. Now at the other end, Ravenna gets a nice drive in their first bucket from Zord to the right corner, takes it down the baseline, off the window, and in. Makes it 12-3. As Howell pushed the ball up the floor with the left-hand dribble, gets it across the timeline, working on Elisa Peckham. Five-second count is on. Dumps it into the right-hand corner to Colling against this man-to-man defense. Colling tries to double dribble through the double team. Knocked away. We got a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Ravenna. Fifth turnover for the Stars. And into the ball game, Bassnett, Mateka, and Kuchera for Ravenna. Once the rotation starts, there's never a whole lot of downtime for whoever just came out. Coached over now as they wait to make sure there's only five gals on the floor. They count them up, and we're ready to go. And the Stars back the pressure off here as Matenka will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Colling there. Swing it over on the right wing to J.C. Zorb. Zorb puts it on the floor, takes it to the rack. That time too strong. Offensive rebound put back up by Kuchera, and she'll draw the foul. So Sydney Kuchera is going to head to the line and shoot two. Don't forget all the games that we broadcast on the radio, also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. That's P-L-A-T-T-E, RiverPreps.com. As the free throw is up and in by Kuchera. And that'll make it 12-4. The foul was on Megan Anderson. Her first, third foul on the Stars. One has been called on Ravenna. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Kuchera hits them both. And into the ball game for Kearney Catholic. Theron Baum returns along with Mestel. And Howell and Sokolowski will check out. 12-5 Kearney Catholic. 2:25 to go here in quarter number one. Inbounds pass comes to Mestel with Howell on the bench. She'll run the point here, working on Pekka. Uses the crossover dribble, comes across with the left hand to the left wing, trying to lose Pekka, 5 second count on, dumps it into the corner to Prasoski, up top of the key to Theron Baum. Left wing to Mestel, trying to force him a little deep outside the 3-point arc, so they'll lob it inside to Anderson. She missed it, and then she went over the back, trying to tip the ball out of there, and that'll be the second foul on Anderson. Fourth foul on the Stars, and Sokolowski's going to have to come right back into the ball game here for Kearney Catholic. And Anderson will sit with the two fouls. That's one of those where everybody that's ever played basketball, oh, what did I just do? Went for the rebound and knew she was over the back, but it was too late. So Ravenna settled down a little bit here out of the timeout. Go with the back cut to Mateka. Wraparound pass underneath. Shot up and in, and the foul on Theron Baum. Going to the line will be Sydney Kuchera. Theron with her first foul, and after being down by 11, a free throw could cut it to 4. Kuchera was just at the line, made them both, and will try and get her fifth point of the first quarter right here, and she will. So Sydney Kuchera makes it 12-8. Kearney Catholic, long pass, they pick the cherry picker down there, they get it to Colling, she missed the short jumper though, the rebound is tipped out into the corner, and pulled down by Maggie Mateka, and the outlet pass is stolen away by Sokolowski. Sokolowski one-on-one, turns and kicks it back out to Mestel. Skip pass over to Baum for three, comes up short, no good. That's the Stars' first three-point attempt, and the ball will be tipped out of bounds by Ravenna. The Stars will get another opportunity. So Ravenna wasn't going to let this one be over after one quarter. They're on a 7-1 run right now. As the inbounds pass comes up top, they set it to the right-hand corner to Mestel. Down low, Baum on the low block. Gets the turnaround jumper up and in. Theron with her second bucket on a well-executed inbounds play. And it's 14-8 Stars as Bassnett handles it in the right-hand corner here. Weak side for Ravenna. Nobody cutting through, so she'll dribble it up top and give it off to Mateka. Switch it left side to Finke. Carded there by Colling. Colling went for the reach. Finke tried to drive around her. Got some backside help. Goes to the cutter. Bassnett into the corner. McDowell for the three. In and out. Boy, that was way down before it came back out. And the rebound brought down by Mestel. 0 of 6 from downtown here in the first quarter for the Lady Jane. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter as Sokolowski has some room down the lane but can't get the shot to go. Rebound pulled down by Kuchera, who has provided a Ravenna spark here off the bench. 5'7 freshman helping out for Jeff Thorber, and now the pocket is picked by Michaela Messel. She goes in for the easy layup. Mateka was looking where she wanted to pass the ball and forgot where Messel was, and Messel saw that and just, while she was looking one way, just stepped up and stripped the ball. So the lead now back out to 8 at 16-8. Mateka drives, kicks it to Finke, 10-footer, no good. Michaela Messel, another rebound with 8 seconds to go. Long outlet pass, not a good one, and the ball is going to go out of bounds off of Kearney Catholic. And the Stars turn it over again. Good call by the official because it went off there in Baum's foot. 3 seconds remaining here in the quarter. And having to go nearly the length of the court here is Ravenna. And the throw-in will go to Mateka. They put Sokolowski on her. They'll go back, and a half-court shot is on the way by Zorb. It is short, no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. It is Kearney Catholic 16 and Ravenna 8. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Cope Gymnasium, as after one quarter, Kearney Catholic has a 16-8 lead, and they will get the ball to start the second quarter. Turnovers in the first quarter, each team had 6 rebounds, 7 for the Stars, 5 for the Jays. Free throw shooting, 4-5 for Ravenna, that's half their points, 2-2 for Kearney Catholic. Stars were 0-1 from three-point land and 0-6 for Ravenna. And leading the way in scoring, Sydney Kuchera, 5 for Ravenna, 6 for Michaela Messel for Kearney Catholic. Howell and Baum each have 4. Ellie Conley will throw it into Anna Howell, and it looks like the original starting 5, except for one player. It looks like they're going to set Messel for a little extra time and bring in Krasoski as the Stars can't get the shot to go. The rebound brought down by Mateka, drive to the other end, and a foul call on the Stars. 2 free throws coming up for Ravenna. And the foul on Ellie Conley. That'll be her first, but it is 6 on Kearney Catholic compared to 1 for Ravenna. So Ravenna, they're putting their heads down here and trying to draw some fouls, maybe win this game from the free throw line to the three-point arc. And the first of 2 free throws by Zorb is up and in. Second free throw now is on the way, and it is good. So both free throws by Zorb, and it's 16-10 Stars. As Ali Prasoski will bring the ball off the floor, gets across the timeline. Oh, she slips. Her shoe comes off. Ravenna grabs the ball and calls a timeout. Jeff Thorber ran to midcourt to get that timeout. And Whitney Colley's going to have to tie those shoelaces a little bit tighter. As the timeout called by Ravenna, that's their second one with 7:34 to go here in the first half. It's 16-10. Kearney Catholic will just keep it right here for the short timeout. Remind you that coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will preview the boys' game, Battle of Unbeatens, number one Ravenna against the Kearney Catholic boys, who are ranked as high as 6th in the C1. That's scheduled to start. Going to probably be very close to 8 by the time the ball gets in the air there. We'll also look at the first half stats of the girls' game and let you know what else is coming up this week, including our next game Thursday with Grand Island Central Catholic at Minden. Out of the timeout, Ravenna will have the ball. Kearney Catholic extends that zone trap, tips the pass, steals it away. Howell's the one that tipped it away, and Prosaski comes up with a loose ball. So the teams exchange turnovers. Conley in the left-hand corner. One dribble to the wing. Throws through to Sokolowski. Thought about the three. McDowell on her. Swings it over to Conley. Conley puts the ball on the floor. They open the lane a little bit. She puts it up and in. And a little hip to go along with it. Chance for a three-point play. The foul is going to be on J.C. Zorb, her first. And right now the Stars have done a good job of kind of opening that lane, dribbling off a high pick, and going from one side to the other and getting some shots away. They've hit a couple, they've missed a couple, but here Conley completes the three-point play for the Stars, and it's 19-10, Kearney Catholic, 1 minute in to the second quarter. And Kearney Catholic has extended this zone trap. Everybody's above the free throw line until the dribble comes down a little farther into Matenka in the left-hand corner. She'll dribble it up to the wing and fire it back down into the corner to Finke. Finke, guarded by Sokolowski, tries to drive around her, and Sokolowski didn't just let her go, had to put the leg out and tripped her up. Foul called, Bailey's first, and that puts Ravenna into the 1-1. Carissa Finke will go to the line for the first time here this evening. Stars will sub in. Mesta will come in, and Prasoski will check out. As a team, Ravenna is 6 of 7 at the line, and only a couple of field goals, but this free throw is no good, and the rebound brought down by Bailey Sokolowski, her third here of the game. Gives it off to Anna Howell. Stars being patient, bringing the ball up the floor against the man-to-man. Howell worked on there by Pekka. Still has the dribble between the circles. A little room between her and the defenders, so no 5-second count. Now they try to get it into Theron Baum, and we've got a reach-in foul. Called on Ravenna. Baum got position, and then Zorb tried to get back in front of her and pushed her out of the way. That'll be the second on Zorb. She has the only two fouls for Ravenna so far in the game. Howell to throw it in here from underneath their own hoop. Backdoor looking for Baum, not there, so they go to the other post player, which is Sokolowski. Makes a nice spin move from the right to the center and lays it up and in. 4 points for Bailey, and the lead is back up to 11, equaling the largest of the evening, 21-10 Stars. It was 12-1 Kearney Catholic. Ravenna cut it to 4, now back out to 11. Dribbling into traffic is going to be Pekka. Kicks it out to Mateka. Left wing to Finke. Carissa tries to dribble through the double team. Picks her dribble up, needs some help. Pass through the lane, and in the paint, it's going to be stolen away by L.A. Conley. That'll be the eighth turnover for the Jays. Off to Howell, and she'll trot the ball up the floor here. Now pick up the dribble a little bit as she goes by the defender. It's punched away from behind and goes out of bounds. Here comes Sydney Kuchera and Kaitlyn Bassnett back in for the Lady Jays. 21-10, Kearney Catholic by 50 to go here in the first half of play. Tuesday night basketball on Classic Hits 98.9. Inbounds pass to the top of the circle to Theron Baum. Gets it to Sokolowski, right side Mestel, a deep three, and it's good. First three of the ball game for either team belongs to Michaela Mestel of the Stars, and the lead is now 14. Ravenna throws it into the paint. Good catch and score by Maggie Mateka. Sokolowski took a stab at the pass, and when she didn't get it, Mateka was able to grab it, and nobody was left in the final 10 feet in the paint. She lays it up and in, just the third field goal of the evening here for the Ravenna Jays. And now we get a push-off called on Anna Howell, trying to get some separation between her and the Ravenna defender. 24-12. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Ravenna with a basketball. Again, the Stars wanted to take away the three. They want to make Ravenna drive. They took a lot of threes, even though they didn't make any in the first quarter. Now driving in, Mateka stops in the paint. Seven-footer will not go. And Sokolowski gets the rebound. I don't think the Lady Jays are used to shooting those mid-range jumpers because they haven't had a lot of luck right now. Bomb three in the corner. Lets it fly. It is no good. Long rebound grabbed by Kuchera. Now she's in traffic, but does get rid of it to Mateka. Ravenna wants to run. Three on three. Mateka leaves it off in the corner for Bassnett, who gives it to Zorb. Dribbles into traffic. Back up top, Mateka for three, and finally they hit one. Maggie Mateka hits the three. I think Coach Thober wanted to call a timeout, but the officials didn't see it, and he would have only had two remaining had he called that timeout. At the other end, Conley in the paint. Kicks it back out. Sokolowski for three. She'll answer. Bailey Sokolowski with her first three. She's got seven in the ball game, and it's 27-15. Kearney Catholic with the lead. The pass at midcourt is tipped away by Howell, and then trying to get it back, Pekka commits the foul. But again, that's only the third foul on Ravenna as a team. course, the Stars are at midcourt. And back in will be Whitney Colling for Kearney Catholic. McDowell is in there for the Star, or for the Blue Jays. We're going to get a timeout here by Kearney Catholic. So a full-length timeout with 4:15 to go in the first half of play. Kearney Catholic 27 and Ravenna 15. We'll be back in a minute.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life. Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Gula back with you here at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School, where the Stars, out of the timeout, have the ball in a 12-point lead over Ravenna, 27-15, trying to set up a play as Mestel drives, gives it off to Theron Baum in some traffic, can't get it to roll in as it comes off the front of the rim. It'll be grabbed by Carissa Finke. Finke coast to coast, draws the contact, misses the shot, rebound Kuchera. Kuchera on the putback will be fouled. Foul is going to go on Bailey Sokolowski. That will be her second. And two free throws coming up for Sydney Kuchera, who's 3 of 3 at the line and has 5 points. And the first free throw is up and in. So the freshman looking good right now for the Blue Jays as Cassie Schirmer re-enters the game with Elisa Peckham. And that will leave McDowell, Finke, and the free throw shooter Kuchera on the floor. And the second free throw is on the way, and it is too strong, no good. Rebound brought down by Theron Baum. And up the floor come the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars with Michaela Mestel using the pick off the left side. Goes baseline, the ball trying to get it to Conley is tipped away. Kearney Catholic turnover. Ravenna wants to run. They don't have the numbers. And Schirmer will slow it up, rotate it into the corner to McDowell. Grace will take a couple of dribbles and kick it back out front to Schirmer. Schirmer, left-handed dribble to the high post. Now goes baseline. Kuchera, ball fake around Theron Baum. Blocked the shot from behind. And Sokolowski will pick it up. Give it off to Mestel into the front court to Conley. Into the paint, Theron Baum. Good move to the hoop. Rolls it up and in. 6 points for Theron Baum. And the Stars now running and gunning again. They're up by 13, 29-16. As Pekka tries to get a shot away. But as she bounce passes it to the baseline, McDowell was standing out of bounds. Turnover number 10 for Ravenna. 29-16, Kearney Catholic. 3:06 to go here in the first half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll talk a little girls basketball stats, preview the boys game, which is always a great one. Stay with us for that as the Stars lob it down low to Colling, who somehow from the baseline is able to put it up and in. Great pass that time from Mestel, and Colling a little shorter than some of the players out there. Couldn't get it to go, or he got it to go. And the rebound here off of a missed three by Michaela Mestel. Off the Finke miss. Stars run, pull up from 12, and it's knocked down by Ellie Conley. And the Stars are shooting lights out. And a timeout called here by Ravenna with 2:36 to go in the first half of play. Kearney Catholic 33, Ravenna 16. We'll be right back.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. One of the most important member benefits for Farm Bureau members is the insurance programs offered. Farm Bureau provides coverage for your car, home, farm and ranch, crop hail, life, health, business, and retirement needs. Stop by the Buffalo County Farm Bureau offices in Kearney today.
30-second timeout, but only two remain for Ravenna. And we joke about it for years. Jeff Thober hardly ever calls timeouts, and he's down to two left in the ballgame. And we have 2:36 to go here before halftime. 33-16 now the lead for Kearney Catholic. They are up by 17 as Ravenna has the ball between the circles. Stars extend that 2-3 zone. And Ravenna trying to figure out what to do with it. Kick it to the right side, back over to the left wing to Bassnett. They want to throw over the top of it, but Kearney Catholic's long arms prevent that. Now they go to the low post, sneaking down low for a short jumper. Zorb can't get it to go, though, as she quickly got rid of the ball before anybody came in there. Rebound brought down by Allie Prasoski. Needs some help, gets it up to Colling. Colling, unguarded, pulls up from 12 and hits it. We watched Whitney Colling light up Grand Island Central Catholic, and the freshman has shot lights out in the two games we've seen so far this season. 35-16 at the other end. The shot by Pekka won't go. Rebound, though, does go back up and in. And I believe that was Kuchera underneath there. Zorb was there as well. And it's going to make it 35-18. As Prasoski brings it to the right wing with a minute and a half to go on the low block. Megan Anderson, as Anderson makes a turn towards the hoop, we got a foul called on the Ravenna Blue Jays. And Maggie Mateka with her first foul. Going to the line to shoot two will be Megan Anderson. Anderson ready to fire up the first of two free throws. This is just the third trip to the line of the game here for Kearney Catholic. And the free throw by Megan is up and in, and that's her first point. 36 points, though, here in the first half by Kearney Catholic. 36-18 with a minute 25 to go before halftime. And the second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Anderson hits them both. She'll come out. Theron Baum is in out there with Prasoski, Mestel, Sokolowski, and Conley for Ravenna. Bassnett, Kuchera, along with Mateka, McDowell, and with the basketball, Finke. Finke to the baseline. And Baum and Sokolowski cut off Kuchera, so she has to kick it back out on the wing. Finke brings it in, finds some room. Left-handed runner won't go. Rebound. Players hit the ground, and it ends up in the hands of Ellie Conley. Kearney Catholic with Mestel. She'll push up the left hand. Conley, the trailer for three. It's no good that time. Rebound fought for out around the top of the circle. Prasoski trying to clear it out of there, and it ends up being picked up by Kaylin Bassnett. Bassnett to the other end. Hits the trailer, Kuchera. Left hand corner, McDowell from 14. It skips in and out, no good. Rebound, Bassnett, and it won't go for Kaylin on that one either. And the rebound brought down by Theron Baum. Up the floor come the Stars with 35 seconds to go in the half. Sokolowski fakes the three. They're going to call her for the travel. And that'll be the ninth turnover on Kearney Catholic. After a short breather, Colling is going to come back in for the Stars. And Conley will check out. 33 seconds to go here before halftime. 37-18. Kearney Catholic leading our girls game. At halftime, we'll have a very short tribute to Ravenna's outstanding fan, Ed Cheesick. Yeah, that's about long enough. 23 seconds to go here in the first half of play. As Ravenna wants to get one more shot. Just playing catch on the right wing here, whittling the clock down to 12. On the left wing, Finke. Finke skip pass and traveled. She was going to go up top, then decided to go all the way to the skip pass and apparently picked up the pivot foot. 11th turnover for Ravenna, and Kearney Catholic will get one more chance here with just a little over 8 seconds to go in the half. Get it into Mestel. She'll push it up the floor. Midcourt with six. Left wing gets it down to the baseline and over through Prasoski. Out of bounds it goes. So Ravenna gets it back again with 3 seconds to go. And Kearney Catholic will do their best to get a hand in the face here as Finke will throw it in short. Gets it to Mateka. Mateka from half court. It's going to be short, and that is halftime. And Kearney Catholic with a very solid first half. Ravenna, most nights, the effort they put in the first half would be good enough, but Kearney Catholic shooting the ball very well and turning turnovers into fast break points. At the half, it is Kearney Catholic 37 and Ravenna 18. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And we're back here at Cope Gymnasium, halftime of our girls' game, this Blue Platte Conference doubleheader between Ravenna and Kearney Catholic. And the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. The score here at the half is Kearney Catholic 37 and Ravenna 18. Stars finding a way to put some points on the board here. You don't normally see a very high-scoring game when these two ladies' teams play each other, but the Stars getting the better of it and shooting the ball very well here in the first half. Up next, our boys' game should be a dandy again as Ravenna will be battling against Kearney Catholic. Both teams are undefeated and state-rated, and for Ravenna, they're coming off a victory over Gretna on a Saturday at their home gym, number three team in the state. Battling in that contest. So, big win there for Ravenna and the Blue Jays. Don't forget, coming up Thursday night, our basketball week continues from Minden as the Whippets take on Grand Island Central Catholic, scheduled to begin at 6. And on Friday, a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader at 6:15 as Overton travels to Pleasanton. We'll also have Kearney High boys basketball for you Friday night as the Bearcats travel to Grand Island at 7:45. And that game will be on ESPN 1460. We'll take a break, be back, and look at the first half stats right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Let's take a look at our first half stats. First of all, for the Ravenna Lady Jays, I had Kaylin Bassnett with 2 rebounds, Elisa Pekka with 1 point, Maggie Matenka, 5 points, 3 rebounds, Sydney Kuchera, 8 points, 5 rebounds, JC Zorb, 4 points and a rebound, and Carissa Finke with 1 rebound. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second quarter. The Jays have been at the free throw line quite a bit in the first half, 4 of 5 in the first quarter, 3 of 5 in the second quarter. Free throw shooting tonight, 70% so far. But three-point shooting, Ravenna was 0 of 6 in the first quarter. The Stars tried to play that extended zone in the second quarter so they wouldn't get as many looks, and they didn't, just 1 of 2. Turnovers for the Jays, 6 of the first quarter and 5 in the second. JC Zorb has 2 fouls, but the team only had 5 total in the first half. 8 points in the first quarter, 10 of the second at the half. Ravenna with 18 points, 12 rebounds, 7 out of 10 at the free throw line, 1 of 8 from three-point land, and 11 turnovers. We'll come back and take a look at the first half numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Now let's take a look at the first half stats for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Michaela Vestal, 9 points, 4 rebounds. Anna Howell, 4 points. Allie Prasoski has a rebound. Whitney Colling has 4 points. Theron Baum, 6 points, 2 rebounds and a blocked shot. Bailey Sokolowski, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Ellie Conley, 5 points, 2 rebounds. And Megan Anderson, 2 points and 1 rebound. I had the Stars for 7 rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting, a rarity. They are perfect. 2 of 2 in the first quarter, 3 of 3 in the second, with 3 different players shooting the free throws. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first quarter, 2 of 4 in the second quarter. And turnovers, 6 of the first quarter, 4 in the second quarter for the Stars. Foul situation, they have committed a few of those. 2 each on Anna Howell, Bailey Sokolowski, and Megan Anderson. Kearney Catholic has shot the ball very, very well here in the ball game so far. 16 points in the first half, 21 in the second half. And at halftime, the Stars, 37 points, 14 rebounds, 5 out of 5 at the free throw line, 2 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 10 turnovers. And in the battle of unbeatens, it is Kearney Catholic with a 19-point halftime lead, 37-18 over Ravenna. Again, our boys' game coming up next. Ravenna didn't graduate a single kid. They have a ton of seniors back this year, of course, led by Trevor Saborn, Tyson Anderson, and Connor Baronic, the big three. You got Garrett Irvine. You got Lucas Wilkie. Trace Armstrong moved in, transferred from Wood River, played football and basketball now this year for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Blake Cremosta, a little freshman that might come in there and try and get something going. Tom Zyskowski, who can come off the bench, and Sid Techmeyer. They've got a lot of kids that can do some things for Kearney Catholic. They're still trying to get into basketball shape after that run to the C1 state football championship, C2 state football championship game. And they have lost Abe Clinch most likely for the season. But they've got a couple more games under their belt than when we saw them on opening night against Lincoln Lutheran. Can they take care and compete with Ravenna? It's been a while since the Stars beat them in the regular season. They got them in the conference tournament last year as they made the run all the way through. But can they get the job done here tonight? Kearney Catholic and Ravenna boys coming up at approximately 8 o'clock. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. 37-18, Kearney Catholic leads Ravenna, and we'll be back with second half action right after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. We said we'd give you a brief Ed Cheesick halftime, shout out. Well, that's it. Halftime's over. Ed's laid up, had a skiing accident, I believe it was, and had to replace a hip. So going to miss him at the ball game here tonight. But just want you to know your buddies are here. As Ravenna will get the ball to start the second half, see if they can get off to a good start here. Pekka on the right block, kicks it back out, 4-3, Finke. It's going to be short. Most of them have been for some reason tonight. And the rebound brought down by Anna Howell. Howell will push the ball up the right wing as she brings it across the timeline into the corner. They go to Messel on the low block there and bomb down there short. Little one-hand jumper from 5 feet up and in. Good defense, but Baum and Sokolowski just have the height and able to get it done. And Ravenna beats the Stars back to the other end, but the shot won't go. And Theron Baum will get the rebound off the Elisa Pekka miss. And try it again here for Cardiff Catholic. Up 39-18, largest lead of the game. Sokolowski flashes through the paint. Pass is knocked away by McDowell. So the Stars will throw it in again underneath their own hoop. They'll move them, I guess, a little bit farther out into the corner here. And Howell will throw it in. Messel pretty much unguarded, but they throw it all the way to the other side to Ellie Conley. And to bomb three-point land. I think that's a different-looking inbounds play that they may never use again. High post, they get it to Sokolowski. Switch it over to Conley. Steps back for the three and hits it. Ellie Conley with 8 points here tonight. The Stars continue to shoot the ball well. It is 42-18. You never see either team run away from the other quite like we're seeing tonight as Finke will make a nice drive, and then there's the difference. She puts it up. Every other time that's going to go in for her, except that time. And the rebound brought down by Michaela Mestel. Try to get it to Baum on the low block, but the pass is a little wide. She can't grab it, and out of bounds it goes. And just to tell you the shooting percentage, you look at the turnovers, 11 each. You look at the free throws. Ravenna's hit a couple more. You look at the three-point shooting. Okay, Kearney Catholic's got a couple more there. But it's all percentage from the field right now, 42-18, Kearney Catholic, as Mateka has a good shot at a three. But again, it is short off the front of the rim. Rebound ripped out of there by Theron Baum. That'll be her fourth of the ball game. Off to Anna Howell. Howell pushes it across the timeline, right across the middle, left hand. Now comes to the left side of the key and gives it back up between the circles to Michaela Mestel. High post, Sokolowski backs it down, kicks it back out to Conley. Sokolowski basically double-teamed, so Conley drives in, gives it off to Bailey, and she's got an open layup. They both switched over, and a great pass there from Conley to Sokolowski. She's got 9 points, 44-18. At the other end, Pekka gets in there, layup no good. We're going to get a jump ball between Baum and Pekka, and the arrow will point the way of Kearney Catholic with 5:37 to go here in the third quarter of play. 44-18, and the Stars have started the second half on a 7-0 run. Howell will push the ball before the left hand, give it off on the wing to Conley, and they're calling the travels close tonight. Shuffle their feet there as she take the three and then try to take off. But when you're 5'10", you're going to try and get that little head start. And that'll be the 12th turnover on the Stars. With it is going to be Matenka. Gives it off to Bassnett, who's back into the ball game. High post wide open there is Zor, but they can't get it to her. Howell with the good defense and eventually tips the ball out of bounds. Tri-City Storm Hockey just about ready to get underway on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. They're home tonight, taking on Sioux City. Glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, as Bassnett puts the three-pointer up and hits it. And Kaelin with her first basket of the ball game and first points of the second half here for Ravenna. Mestel tries to force the issue. She gets deep, can't get a shot, kicks it out to Conley, shoots the three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Sydney Kuchera, and she will be fouled by the Stars. It's going to be on Michaela Mestel. That'll be her second. By the way, we had a scoring error in the first half. At one time, I got shielded whether Zorb or Kuchera scored, and we gave it to Kuchera, should have gave it to Zorb, so they each have 6 points in the basketball game. And now, Ravenna has the basketball, trailing 44-21. With it is Elisa Pekka, swings it left side. Bassnett tried to get another three away, but the defense was in her face. Skip pass over to Pekka, dribbles into the paint, back over to Bassnett, 11-footer up and in. Back-to-back buckets for Bassnett, 44-23. That's one thing about Ravenna. They won't give up. They're going to stay in there battling. And Anna Howell gets it across the timeline. Picks her dribble up. Needs some help. Sokolowski will do so. When you've got 6'1", 6'2" players out there, you just throw it up. Howell now drives left side. The left-hand runner is up and in. 6 points for Anna Howell. 46-23. The Stars have doubled up the Jays, and they go for the steal but can't quite control it. Out of bounds it'll go. Back into the ball game, Finke and McDowell for Ravenna. Fast net stays in, so does Kuchera and Mateka. 46-23. Kearney Catholic leads it by 23. That's why they have walkways down front, sir. Ball over on the left wing to Finke. Finke to the left elbow. Takes it back up top to Bassnett. Swings it over to Mateka. Good crowd on hand tonight, as you would expect, for Ravenna and Kearney Catholic. The boys' game will follow. Ravenna being patient here, throwing it around the perimeter. Bassnett now has it back up between the circles. Over to Finke on the wing. To Bassnett. Prasoski's back in there for the Stars. We're going to have more changes in just a moment. 3:40 to go in the third quarter as Finke hits the three. Carissa Finke with her first bucket of the ball game. 46-26, Kearney Catholic with the lead. They were up by 19 at the half as Mestel drives all the way through defensive players, shoots it from the free throw line. No good. Theron Baum gets the long rebound. It's the offense. Man-to-man here by the Jays. And they get set. Back down to Theron Baum. Squares up against the hoop. Defended well. Kicks it out to Howell for the three. That's going to be short. And the ball is going to be saved by Michaela Mestel. Throws it off the foot of a Jay and out of bounds. Good hustle by Mestel. And now a host of folks coming back in. So when they all get settled on the floor, we'll let you know who's in instead of telling you who's just coming in. As it will be Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Stars to throw it in here with Whitney Colling. Colling looking. Uh-oh, still looking. Finally gets it out top for a long three for Sosky. It's going to come up short, no good. Long rebound. Sokolowski grabs it, and Bailey will be fouled. As they try to run down the loose ball, Sokolowski got to it first, and Finke got to it second. She's called for the foul, the first of the half here on Ravenna. Stars have Prusoski, Colling, Sokolowski, Anderson, and Mestel on the floor with the basketball. Anderson on the left wing. Kicks it back up top to Mestel. Down low, Sokolowski. Jump pass back out to Anderson. The Stars call for a travel, number 13. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, we have J.C. Zorb, Elisa Pekka, McDowell, Shermer, and also Finke out on the floor. But we haven't had the same 10 on the floor for more than 30 since the opening tip. For about 2 minutes, we saw the same 10 out there, but may haven't went 30 seconds with the same 10 out there since. As a three-pointer is up by McDowell and hits it. And after only getting one three-pointer in the first half, the Jays have hit three here in the quarter. And the lead, which was 26, is down to 17 with 2:20 to go here. Third quarter of play, 46-29. Stars with 9 points in the quarter. 11 for Ravenna. Colling with it at the top of the circle. Of course, three threes will help you score quickly. Into Sokolowski, her 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down there by Pekka. She needs some help and is able to find Mateka. Mateka will push, that's Shermer. Shermer will bring the ball into the front court. Cassie with a crossover dribble, dumps it into the corner. Finke fakes the three, drives around two defenders, puts it off the glass and in. And where had this been all night for the Blue Jays? It's a 15-point game. 46-31. And a timeout, Kearney Catholic. 32nd timeout. 1:41 to go in the third quarter of play. The 26-point lead is down to 15. Kearney Catholic 46, Ravenna 31. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make this short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong at the Dewdrop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dewdrop, Ravenna.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Petrie and, of course, all the fine folks here for their hospitality as Kearney Catholic will inbound it out of the timeout with a minute 41 to go in the third quarter, 46-31, Kearney Catholic. Got to get it down low to Megan Anderson. She's double-teamed. Kick it back out to Mestel. Swings it left side. Bomb attacks the baseline and is going to be fouled as she goes to the hoop. Two shots coming up as players collide with Baum and Mateka. And Theron will go to the line for the first time. 8 points, 6 rebounds, and a block. for the 6'1 junior. The foul was called on Sydney Kuchera, her first. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is good for Baum. 47-31, back into the ballgame. McDowell here for the Jays. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here from Cope Gymnasium as Baum puts up the second free throw, and it's going to be short off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by McDowell, her first of the game. Outlet pass, and here come the Jays. Fast net, left side of the key. Up top they go to McDowell. Theron Baum sagging off of her. That opens up the lane. She fires it to Kuchera, puts it up too strong. Rebound brought down by Anderson. She'll go to Shayla Connor, who has checked in for the first time. Cross the timeline back to Anna Howell. Howell with the ball between the circles, dribbles right side. Trying to shake loose Peck of the defender. Dumps it into the corner to Anderson, who quickly rifles it out to Connor. In the paint to Baum. Baum squares towards the hoop. Puts it up. No good. And she's going to get two free throws. Pretty good continuation that time as the foul was called on McDowell. That'll be her first and the team's third. Just under a minute now to go here in the third quarter. And since the timeout, Ravenna quieting down just a little bit here over the last minute. And Theron Baum's first free throw is up, and it is in. 48-31. Schirmer and Finke will return to the lineup here for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Kearney Catholic is back in action with Elm Creek on Friday as the free throw by Theron Baum is up and in. And for Ravenna, they are back in action Thursday hosting Gibbon, and that's their final game before the holiday break. That's a pretty long break without playing, but that will be the case. It'll be their sixth game as Anna Howell is called for a hand check here. That is the second foul of the half on Kearney Catholic. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop with 47 seconds to go. Conley wants to check into the game, and Howell will check out with that third foul. Throwing it, it'll be Finke here for the Jays. Lead back to 18. Back door wide open. Kuchera got free and laid it up and in. You know, Kearney Catholic was looking for a three-point attempt, and Kuchera snuck in uncontested. And Colling will bring it up here for the Stars, working on Bassnett. Good handling of the ball to Connor for three, and it's good. First shot of the game for Shayla Connor, and she drains it. 52-33, 30 seconds to go here. Schirmer a three in transition. The other end comes up short, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ravenna, they say. Last touch by Kearney Catholic, which is the right call. Theron Baum was standing out of bounds with the basketball. Finke to throw it in, 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Up top, Kuchera trying to get Finke open, and they're going to call an illegal screen on McDowell. Tracy McDowell with the illegal screen, her second foul. And the Stars will get the ball here. A chance for the final shot with 19 seconds to go in the third quarter. 52-33, Kearney Catholic. As Whitney Colling pushes it up on the right side. Stutter dribble to the top of the circle. Swings it to the left-hand corner to Baum with 9 seconds. Theron inside to Anderson. Swings it out to Colling for the three. It is good. And Ravenna will not get a shot away, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 55, Ravenna 33 in the Battle of Unbeatens, and we'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
And we head to the fourth quarter of play. Your score, Kearney Catholic 55, and Ravenna 33. Again, if you'd have told most folks that Ravenna was going to have 33 points going into the fourth quarter, they'd have felt pretty good about where they stood. But they're down by 22 to a hot-shooting Kearney Catholic team. Ravenna gets the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. Driving the baseline, can't get any shot. Zorb kicks it out for a three. Mateka hits it. Second three of the ball game for Maggie and the fourth three of the second half here for the Ravenna Blue Jays. 55-36, and Howell, a runner down the lane at the other end, puts it up too strong. And the rebound brought down by Zorb. I'm not even sure Howell wanted to shoot it, but once nobody guarded her, she went ahead and took it. Zorb at the other end, got by Mestel and laid it up and in. 8 points now for Zorb. First two buckets of the fourth quarter go to the Ravenna Blue Jays, and it is 55-38. High post, it will be Mestel getting the pass from Sokolowski. The three is no good. Rebound is brought down by Maggie Mateka, and a timeout will be called by Ravenna because she's trapped in the corner, and they only have one timeout remaining with 7:09 to go in the ballgame. 55-38, Kearney Catholic, and we'll be back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Tri-City Storm is already on the board. They've taken a 1-0 lead over Sioux City. They're about 7 minutes into the game at the Viero Event Center. So the Storm getting on the board first tonight against Sioux City. That match currently on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Here it is 55-38, Kearney Catholic in our girls' game. As the Stars will be on defense, Ravenna getting the rebound, called the timeout. And they will spread the floor here against this Stars zone defense. Again, 6 3-point attempts in the first quarter, and they try to lob it inside. The ball knocked away. Mateka got it back, put it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Bailey Sokolowski. So 6 threes, hit none of them in the first. 2 threes, hit one of them in the second. Then they got 7 more up and hit 3 of them in the third. And they've hit their first one here in the fourth as Conley gets the ball inside, puts it off the glass, off the nice passer. Mestel up and in. Ellie Conley now with double digits. She's got 10, 57-38, and at the other end, they waste no time. Zorb and Finke, layup is good. Hustled down the floor. 57-40, Stars with the lead. They've been up the whole ball game. They jumped out to a 12-1 lead. And it's never been closer than 4 as Messel shoots the 3 in the left-hand corner. No good. It goes over the backboard and out of bounds to Ravenna. Ravenna tries to continue to sub in. Kearney Catholic using about 8 players with any regularity. 6:08 to go in our contest. 57-40. Kearney Catholic leads it by 17. Up the floor with it come the Janes. Pekka, who's been very quiet tonight, just 1 free throw, has the basketball, gives it inside. It's knocked away from Zorb. A steal is made. First turnover of the half for Ravenna, and Mestel can't finish at the other end. Then she commits the foul as the rebound is grabbed by Sydney Kuchera, her 7th. And for Mestel, that'll be her 3rd personal foul, 3rd team foul of the half on Kearney Catholic. Again, the boys' game will follow close to 8 o'clock. The tip-off time here tonight at Cope Gymnasium. Always entertaining between the Stars and the Janes. Left wing with it is Bassnett. Top of the circle, swings it over to Zorb. Tries to back down on Therenbaum. Can't do it. Dribbles out, then dribbles back in. Missed the shot. The ball slingshots out of there to Bassnett. Bassnett kicks it back out. Mateka for 3 and hit it. 3rd 3 for Maggie Mateka. So as cold as the Jays were in the first half, they've at least warmed up from the 3-point line of the second half, 57-43. And this is as close as they've been since halftime. And they were down by 19. Now Therenbaum wide open underneath. They lob it over the top. There was no backside help. And she gets the easy lay-in. 13 points for Therenbaum, 59-43. Stars with the lead. And now the ball knocked away by Ellie Conley. Conley will come away with a loose ball. Baseball pass to Sokolowski. She beat everybody back, lays it up and in, and a foul to go along with it on Kuchera. The freshman didn't get back there in time and committed the foul, and Sokolowski now will go to the line and shoot the free throw. chance for a three-point play again. Bailey Sokolowski, this is her last game of the season. She's going in for surgery, which will keep her out the rest of the way, something that they feel that they need to fix before next volleyball season. And the free throw is up, and it is good, but she looks good, moving well here tonight. 12 points for her. Fast break the other way, and attacking the hoop. A foul will be called on the Stars and send Carissa Finke to the line to shoot two. The foul is on Ali Prasoski. That'll be her first. And Finke tonight at the line is 0 of 1, 5 points. Make it 6 as the first free throw is up and in. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you. And then get you ready for the boys' game as the second free throw is up and in by Finke. Makes it 62-45. Anderson will come in for Theron Baum. And Ravetta going to try and put on a little full-court pressure here against the freshman guards in Prasoski and Colling. And Colling's shown that she can handle the basketball so far and does so again here. Into the front court it goes. She'll dump it down low to Anderson. Anderson in traffic but able to find her way to the glass and put it up and in. Kearney Catholic using the board tonight as well. And it's 64-45 as Ravetta hustles it up the floor. Matenka leaves it off for Bassnett. One dribble to the top of the circle. Swings it back to Matenka right side. The lane is open, so Matenka drives and kicks it out top to Kuchera. Back goes to Finke. Trying to get by Sokolowski. Does. Puts the scoop shot up. No good. Got her own rebound. Put it up. Blocked out of there by Sokolowski. Still a loose ball. And we're eventually going to get a jump. And the arrow will point the way of Kearney Catholic. Whitney Colling jumping on that one with 4 minutes to go in the game. Mestel back in for the Stars. So you've got Sokolowski. Well, now Theron Baum's going to come in, so hold on. And now Soak's coming out. So you got Mestel, Colling, Baum, Anderson, and Prasoski for the Stars. For Ravenna, you have Pekka, McDowell, Finke. See who else is out there. Looks like Matenka and Zorb, actually the starting five on the floor for a rarity here for Ravenna. 3:45 to go. Stars in command. 64-45 as Mestel off a couple of picks, tries, scores, and gets the foul. 11 points for Mestel, her first points of the second half. And that play has been golden. It's simply start on the left wing, set your pick, no switch or avoid the switch, and take it in with a little running layup. The foul called on McDowell, her third, and the free throw by Mestel is short. The rebound brought down by McDowell, her second here of the half. 66-45, Kearney Catholic. As we come to the other end and forcing it into the paint and drawing the foul will be the Ravetta Lady Janes. And the foul on the Stars, Prasoski, her second. Kearney Catholic put up 71 on Cambridge on Saturday, but that is a way different team and talent compared to Ravetta. Coach Petrie has to be really pleased with the performance tonight as the free throw by Alisa Pekka is up and in, just her second point of the evening. Howell comes in, and Colling will check out now. And the two games I've been able to see her play, very impressive. Second free throw up, and it is good. So Pekka now with 3 points, makes it 66-47. Kearney Catholic with the lead. And Cassie Schermer comes back in for Coach Jeff Thober. Looks like his ball club will fall to 4-1. Kearney Catholic will go to 4-0 with the victory tonight. And a good chance these teams will see each other again in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament as Anna Howell gets it inside to Anderson. Took one too many dribbles. Has to kick it out to Prasoski. The three-pointer is no good. Long rebound to Cassie Schermer, who boxed out the shooter. She'll find McDowell back to her now, and Schermer will push it across the timeline. Cassie to the right wing. Into the corner for a three. Up and in. Carissa Finke. Another three. Ravenna's 3 of 3 from beyond the arc here in the corner. They've hit 6 and a half. 66-50. Stars continue to run. Howell, 10-footer, up and in. Every time Ravenna gets a little something going, Kearney Catholic just sticks another mid-range jumper in on them. 68-50. At the other end, another three, but that one's no good by Finke. And the rebound brought down by Megan Anderson. Out ahead to Mestel. Tries to go backdoor to Howell. Passes too deep. She'll have to kick it out on the wing for Prasoski. Takes the three, dribbles into the corner. Now forces it into Theron Baum. The ball knocked away. They let it go. Schermer comes up with a loose ball. Outlet pass stolen right back by Mestel. Both teams getting a little tired right now. Howell down the bomb fouled by J.C. Zorb, her third. Jace just a little late getting to the low block for the defense and ran into Theron Baum. 1-1, they say. That's the seventh team foul. Sokolowski and Connor in for Kearney Catholic. Mateka, Bassnett, and Kuchera in for Ravenna. Theron Baum is 3-4 at the line, 13 points, 6 boards. All the final numbers coming up for both teams on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. So stay with us here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna Gibbon, and the free throw dancing around forever, and it finally goes in. Theron will earn the bonus. And going for point number 70 right here for the Stars, it's 69-50. And that free throw is short, no good. Rebound tipped out long. Connor grabs it at the top of the circle. And unfortunately for Mateka, she was also going for it, but was a half step late getting there and commits the foul. And so Connor, with her hustle, will get to go to the line and shoot the 1-1. Just took a long hop off the rim on the missed free throw. And Connor will put it up and in. Hit a three-pointer on her only shot attempt of the night and hits her first free throw to put Kearney Catholic at 70. 70-50. 2:18 to go in our game. Connor's second free throw, in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Kuchera. I have her for 8 points, 8 boards for the freshman. And down the floor comes Mateka. Pass deflected away by Mestel. And Anna Howell comes out of there with the steal. Up the floor she comes, tries to avoid the double team to Mestel between the circles. High post to Sokolowski. Give and go back to Mestel. She'll go. She'll miss the running layup that time, though, and the rebound brought down by Zorb. And the foul on the Stars trying to get it back. I think it's on Mestel, and that will be her fourth. It is the sixth team foul on Kearney Catholic. McDowell and Finke come back into the ball game. Ravenna basketball with a minute 56 left to go in the game. And they'll walk the ball up the floor as the Stars take any pressure off. 70-50 Stars, 1:50 to go. Wonder if the guys will score this many points. 120 so far in the girls' game. And they've done it on some good shooting. The Stars were extra hot in the first half, and a few threes have finally gone here in the second half for the Blue Jays. And Finke called for the double dribble. She went for the spin move, got free, was going to take the shot, and saw that there was nobody there, so she decided to continue her dribble, but by then it was too late. And now we're going to start seeing Kearney Catholic clear their bench a little bit here at the next horn. Theron Baum, three-point range, dumps it into the corner to Mestel with a minute 20 to go. Give and go back down to Theron Baum in traffic. It's going to be taken away from behind by Maggie Mateka. And then a foul on Kearney Catholic. And so both teams are in the 1-1. Theron Baum trying to get the ball back. Call for her second foul. And coming in for Kearney Catholic will be Jamie McCann. And that's going to be it for Theron Baum. Be interesting to see if he takes Bailey Sokolowski out. Probably going to be interesting to see if the Stars fans even realize that this will be her last game of the year, because she would deserve a pretty good round of applause. You hate to see somebody miss the year. Usually that's an injury you see right in front of your eyes, but that's not the case here. As Mateka puts the free throw up and in, 7 of the quarter, 12 of the game. Second one also good for Mateka. 70-52, Kearney Catholic by 18. They were up by 19 at the half, and then they were down or up by 26. Ravenna cut it to 14, but that's as close as they could get. Minute 10 to go. Howell in the right-hand corner picks her dribble up, gets it to Sokolowski underneath. Little jumper hit the bottom of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Shayla Connor. 72-52, under a minute to go. Jays to the other end. McDowell for three. It's nothing but net. McDowell hits her second three, 72-55, a 22-point quarter by Ravenna, and they're still down by 17 as McCann throws it between the circles to Mestel. Kearney Catholic wants to call a timeout so they can get some players into the basketball game. 35 seconds to go in the game, 72-55 Stars. We'll take the quick break and be right back.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today.
building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
35 seconds left in our ball game. The boys' game coming your way at the top of the hour. In for the Stars. Looks like Kayla Shundoff wears number 44. Carissa Dobish. Morgan Studi. Molly Klingensmith. Should be one more out there. And to throw it in, yes, it's Jamie McCann. Ravenna has played almost all their kids anyway. Coming in for Ravenna, though, is Liz Dinas. If there's anybody new out there. Also, Amy Johnson is in as the Stars turn the ball over. Bassnett still out there. Kuchera still out there. And also checking into the game, Emily Dinas. Now sliding in, Emily Herbert for the final 30 seconds of the ball game. 72-55 girls game here on Classic Hits 98.9. Bringing the ball up the floor will be Bassnett. 20 seconds to go. Swings it over to Liz Dinas. Over to Herbert. Herbert puts the ball on the floor, and the official's going to call her for the walk. And now coming in, Sienna Long. And Bassnett will check out. Stars have the ball, maybe time for one more shot. With 11 seconds to go, Molly Klingensmith brings the ball into the front court, gives it off to McCann. McCann swings it over to Studi. 4 seconds. Doesn't look like they're going to get a shot away. Dobish makes the pass, and that's the end of the ball game. And Kearney Catholic will be the team that remains unbeaten on the girls' side with a 72-55 win over the Ravenna Lady Jays. Ravenna goes to 4-1. Kearney Catholic goes to 4-0. We'll figure the numbers and bring you all the stats right after this on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. It's time now for the Bisco Sports postgame show. Bisco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Bisco's helping you get ready for Christmas by taking an extra 15% off every item in the store. Whether it's at regular price or already 50% off, they'll take an extra 15% off of it. You can find more savings at Misco's, whether you want a Kearney High or Kearney Catholic sweatshirt or t-shirt, maybe a Huskers, maybe a Loafers, they've got it for you at Misco's Sports. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of our ball game, and we will start with the Ravenna Lady Jays. They had a total of 7 players score this evening, and 3 of those were in double figures. I had Cassie Schirmer with 1 rebound, Kaylin Bassnett with 5 points, 3 rebounds. Alisa Pekka held to just 3 points, all from the free throw line, 2 rebounds. Maggie Matenka led the team with 13 points, 4 rebounds. Grace McDowell, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Cindy Kuchera, 8 points and a team-high 8 rebounds. J.C. Zorb, 10 points, 3 rebounds. And Carissa Finke, 10 points, 2 rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 10 in the first half, 6 of 6 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 1 of 8 in the first half, 7 of 12 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 of the first half and 6 in the second half. Ravenna, 18 points in the first half, 37 in the second half, and the Blue Jays finish with 55 points, 25 rebounds, 13 out of 16 at the free throw line. They were 8 of 20 from three-point land, and I had them 1 for their first 10, so they hit 7 of their next 10 shots in the second half from three-point land. They had no block shots and 17 turnovers. Ravenna will fall to 4-1 on the season and have their final game before the holiday break when they host Gibbon on Thursday. And, of course, the teams at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, Loup City, Overton, and Centura. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Kearney Catholic Pep Band fired up as they get ready for our second game tonight as the boys get ready for their top 10 matchup. First off, we looked at Ravenna's stats. Now let's look at Kearney Catholic stats. The Lady Stars were able to get 8 players in the score column tonight, and 4 of those were in double figures, including Michaela Messel, who had 11 points and 6 rebounds. 3 players had 6 rebounds, which tied for the team high. Shayla Connor, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Anna Howell, 8 points and a rebound. Allie Frasovsky had a rebound. Whitney Collings, 7 points and a rebound. Theron Baum led the Stars in scoring tonight with 14 points. She also had 6 rebounds and a block. Bailey Sokolowski, good way to go out for her. 12 points, 6 rebounds and a block. Ellie Conley, 10 points, 2 rebounds. And Megan Anderson, 4 points and 3 rebounds. 14 rebounds in each half for Kearney Catholic. Free throw shooting, 5 of 5 in the first half and 6 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half and 3 of 8. In the second half, turnovers for the Stars, 10 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 37 points at halftime. They poured in 35 more in the second half. And Kearney Catholic finishes with 72 points, 28 rebounds, 11 of 15 at the free throw line, 5 of 13 from three-point land, 2 block shots, and 16 turnovers. The fifth-ranked team in C1 remains undefeated as Kearney Catholic improves to 4-0 with a 72-55 win over Ravenna. The Stars will have Elm Creek rolling in on a Friday night. Their makeup game at Adams Central is next Monday, and then they go to Axtell on Tuesday to finish up their pre-holiday schedule, and you got to expect they're big favorites in all three of those games. So it could be 7-0 when they go into their holiday tournament. They will play Ogallala in the first round. Amherst will play North Platte, St. Pat's, and of course we'll have those games for you as well. So we're about 18 minutes away from the start of our boys' game. Both teams are 3-0. The Kearney Catholic boys rank 6th in C1, Ravenna number 1 in C2. And again, the final score here in our girls' game, Kearney Catholic jumped out to a 19-point halftime lead, and it was never closer than 14 after that, up by as many as 26 at one point. Kearney Catholic 72, Ravenna 55. This is Doug Duda saying you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Something on everyone for your Christmas shopping needs. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda. We'll take a short break. Be back with boys action in 15 minutes here from Coke Coliseum.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.